Joining us now, Brian Kelly. We know the Supreme Court has blocked President Joe Biden's nationwide vaccine and testing mandate for large businesses. They say dealing a blow to one of the administration's largest attempts to use the powers of the federal government to mitigate the pandemic. Now, the court determined that the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, through which the mandate was enacted, has the power to protect against workplace harm, but not regulate public health more broadly. I mentioned Brian Kelly, the former lieutenant governor. He's now the CEO and president, of course, of the Small Business Association. And this is a victory for those you represent. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. It certainly is a victory. In the short term, it's a victory because there's such extraordinary workforce shortages. But in the long term, it's also a victory because the scope and the authority of this federal agency was not expanded in a way that I think we would have been paying penalties for a long time. I mean, to essentially expand the OSHA authority federally to include broad public health measures, getting away from the original mission of workplace safety that is tied or unique to the actual job that is being performed. It would have been such a radical shift in the mission of that agency, and I was glad to see that it came down on a 6-3 decision. You know, the more moderate justices came to the same conclusion that you can't, without congressional authority, you can't just shift the whole mission and the reach of a federal agency.
Well, that had to be determined and established, and the members of the Supreme Court of the United States have now determined and established that. Overall, we know how tough this would have been on the small businesses and the Small Business Association, of which you are president. But what do you hear from your members? I've mentioned this on the air before. It's the oddest thing, because I'm a big supporter of small businesses, medium businesses, large businesses, family run, owned and operated, to major corporations. We support them all. I am still taken aback at the number of people who tell me how bad things are. Yeah, I can't hire anybody. Can't keep employees. Got to cut back my hours. Got to cut back certain days because I don't have enough people. And then you say, well, how's it going? And many of them say, I'm having the best year I've ever had. Do you hear that from any of your Small Business Association members?
It depends a lot on what industry that you're talking to. I mean, there's clearly a workforce shortage, and labor force participation rates have actually been trending down for a long time. They just got a lot worse during the pandemic. And so now as we look to recover, I think the frustration that you're hearing about is people are saying, yeah, there's a lot of demand. And I can maximize that demand for as many hours as I have people to fill. But I think the frustration comes from understanding that there's more opportunity out there and just not enough people to go out there and get it. So for a business that's trying to make up for lost time, make up for, you know, a tough or a bad year in 2020 and then throughout 2021, saw this demand for their goods and services and couldn't meet it, even though they did okay, even though they made money, even though they got back on their feet, they couldn't really take advantage of the demand. And then they see some of their bigger competitors be able to kind of swoop in there and take it. So I think that's the frustration that you're hearing. Most are doing okay now. It's just a matter of trying to get to a point where business owners aren't so used to the idea that, boy, there's a ton of demand for my products and services right now, and I just can't meet the demand.
Well, this was a dark cloud, no question. Congratulations to you, your leadership, and the way you got the word out on how bad this was going to be, in particular to your members of the Small Business Association. Is the next dark cloud, which would be formidable, the fact that inflation is raging? It's been four decades since consumers got slammed this hard. If it's bad for us, we, the people, the customers, it's bad for you, the businesses.
That's right. Inflation really is the next biggest concern out there on the horizon behind the workforce shortages, and it eats into margins, and smaller businesses have less pricing power, both as buyers and sellers. And so as the inflationary markets go, there are less things that a small business can do as compared to some of their some larger organizations that have much more pricing power over the market in general. And so it's going to be a tough time to manage through that, manage the way that cash flow works, manage how they have margins when prices have to change or increase. And then you think of the political system that turns around every time, you know, that a company has to deal with inflationary problems and having to worry about the political system accusing them of price gouging when their margins are getting squeezed every which way right now.
And we should point out that some small businesses, just like some very large businesses, have their own rules and regulations and may still ask their employees to be vaccinated. The big story about a big company was CEO Scott Kirby sending a memo to his employees at United Airlines saying what a great job they've done since they have their own company vaccine mandate. Of the 3,000 employees who were COVID positive at the time of his writing, zero were hospitalized. Yet prior to the vaccine requirement, which went into effect last September, more than one United employee on average was dying of COVID per week. So a lot of companies are making up their own minds. Some of them are going ahead and having COVID vaccine mandates. Tyson Foods, Google. I mean, it's across the board, and that's true in the small. You just didn't want the Supreme Court to allow the government to overstep its bounds, and that's what they have done. They have quashed that situation. Good luck on the inflation front, and always a pleasure speaking with you, Brian.
Thanks, Paul W.
The former lieutenant governor, now CEO, president of the Small Business Association, with a big win for them. Brian Calley here on WJR.